For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. And a reminder that Village Green has updated the favorite best shows on the website. Check out your favorite subjects. Any of the shows we have done are available for you to listen and to share. Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via their website and the store on Cedar Lane for expert advice on supplements. They do carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. And by the way, they have an excellent sale going on right now, so take advantage of it. Now, a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next week for Kevin's show on diabetes with Gabriel Cousins. Now, today's guest will be Denzel Roberts, and we are going to talk about longevity, lifestyle extension, healing from the inside out is what I call it. But initially, let's talk about what's new, what's in the news. It's Autism Awareness Month. And as you may know from listening to the show, one of my specialties is autism, and it's certainly a compelling, compelling condition. Let me give you some of the data. Just recently, the CDC said that 1 out of 68, that's the average, 1 out of 68 children have autism. Now, in New Jersey, it can be more frequent, 1 out of 41. In California, areas of California, it can be even more frequent than that. So when you break down the states, there are localities that have a higher density, and this affects the average in the state and the averages in the state. States affect, of course, the national average. Where is it more prevalent? It tends to be more prevalent where toxicity is high, where toxin exposure is high. And that's not a surprise to those of us who have been in this field for decades. We knew that connection a long time ago. So let's go back historically. When the rate of autism was 1 in 10,000, and that was prior to about 40 years ago, that was the standard, and then it started to increase. The thought at that time was that autism was caused by cold mothers. We called it the refrigerator mother theory, and it was so wrong, there was no data. A Johns Hopkins professor was the one that advocated for decades that it was due to the mother's coldness. During that time, Bernie Rimland, a PhD, and his wife, a PhD, had a son with unusual symptoms, and eventually they discovered that it was autism, this very, very, very rare condition called autism. And Bernie knew that his wife was not a cold mother. And he knew there was something wrong with the way it was being diagnosed. And I would like to say that the adherence, even up until 20 years ago, that this was all based on mothers being cold, kept us from progressing on the diagnosis and treatment of this condition. So now, then it moved into the educational psychiatric disorder, and Bernie had a lot to do with developing the ABA, Applied Behavioral Analysis, which was one of the therapies that was so popular. And what he did, he listened to the parents. He believed the parents, and he and his wife were parents of a child with autism. Bernie did live to see the organization he started called Autism Research Institute come into its own from being assigned the designation of a quack organization to the American Academy of Pediatrics, embracing the Autism Research Institute. By the mid-90s, the scientists and physicians, researchers stepped in, and they brought the level of understanding to what we now call biomedical. It's a biomedical disease and biomedical treatments. So autism is a multifaceted condition, and it includes the consequences of the affective environment on gene variants and gene expression that lead to dysfunctions in barrier integrity, that's both the gut, the brain, in inflammation, immunity, GI disorders, metabolism and biochemistry, neurological function. This is easy to understand now because we have some very discrete tests. We can identify these issues, and I think that is why this was brought into the forefront. Now, when you have environment-meeting genes, and it doesn't mean that if you have the genes that may predispose you to autism, it doesn't mean you're going to get it, because it depends on the onslaught. So if you have somebody who has some of the genes, and there isn't one gene, there have been identified 300 or more genes involved in autism. The suspicion is that they're over 1,000. They have to do with oxidation, sulfation, detoxification. There are many different genes, some more important than others. So when someone is predisposed and they're exposed to a toxic overload, they then can descend into autism. Think of a teeter-totter. If you've got a teeter-totter with 1,000 pounds on one end and you are super healthy, no matter what hits you take, you don't go the other way. It doesn't shift the paradigm in the other way. But if you come into the world with that teeter-totter totally even, it doesn't take much on the negative side to shift the paradigm toward gene expression, problematic gene expression, or the results of problematic gene expression. Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics on autism, they now direct pediatricians to become knowledgeable in complementary alternative treatments for autism, including dietary and nutritional interventions. This occurred in 2007, yet we still hear pediatricians tell their parents, there's nothing to this diet, there's nothing to nutrition with regard to it. And why is nutrition so important? First of all, one of the common gene variants, and there are many, many that can be involved, but I'm going to focus on the MTHFR, methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase enzyme. Fancy name. This is the gene that creates the enzyme that helps folic acid convert, or does have folic acid convert to its active forms. And if you have faults in this gene and you take folic acid, then you may not convert at all, or you may convert inefficiently, and the result is low folate function. Giving more folic acid won't make it better, because what the body needs is the active form. And for these people who are hypomethylated, low methyl support, they're going to be at risk. Moms who have this gene are at risk for having miscarriages, for infertility, for developmental issues, also autism. Autism is one of a cluster of neurodevelopmental delays. So what do we do? We identify not just this. I don't want to just focus on one aspect. We look at oxidation. We look at sulfation. We look at detoxification. We find that in those with autism, they are very inefficient. Detoxification is a very sophisticated sophisticated set of systems that we have. I call them disposals. So if you have a small disposal in your house, but it handles the two people that live there, that's fine. But if now your family descends on you and they're 12 to 20 people and they're putting garbage in that disposal, the disposal is not going to be efficient. It may stop working and stink up the kitchen. And that's what happens in the cell when detoxification goes south. We also know that identical twins don't have identical neurodevelopmental issues. Why is that? Environmental modification of gene expression. And there's a good example of twins, John, who had severe autism, and his brother Sam, who ended up with high-functioning autism. They both were predisposed to it. What made the difference? Sam has Asperger's, he's high-functioning, and he had no problems at birth. John, who has severe autism, had surgery at 3 months, anesthesia, strong medication. So his environment was very different from his brother's. I'm going to go and mention more of this in more of our interviews as we go on through the month, since April is the month that we turn on the blue lights and we acknowledge the increase in autism, and we talk about some of the underlying issues. We know that the environment has a huge impact on the development of autism in certain susceptible individuals. And that environment is everything. It's what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe, the medicines you take. That includes vaccinations. There is no one cause. It is called total load. And everything we are exposed to affects that total load, like the straws on the camel's back. How strong is the camel, or how weak is the camel, and how many straws can be handled before one straw tilts the balance and makes the camel collapse? It's the total load. So we'll talk about this more. And in the second segment, you're going to meet our guest, Denzel Roberts. He is a longevity lifestyle extension specialist, and our subject's about healing from the inside out. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your health care professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And we try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. And a reminder that Village Green has updated the favorite shows on the website. You can stream those, and you can listen and share those. Lots of good information we have. And a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. By the way, they have a big sale going on right now. And we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please tune in next week for Kevin's show on diabetes with Gabriel Cousins. Now, today's guest is Denzel Roberts. He's a longevity lifestyle extension specialist. And we're talking today about reviving our cells. I call it getting well or healing from the inside out. And I want you to know a little bit about Denzel. He's the founder of Renegade Core Fitness, and he's renowned in Bethesda's most respected longevity lifestyle extension rehab specialist. He has worked one-on-one with very small groups consulting on the benefits of becoming pain-free through movement. He educates medical professionals about the principles of nutrition and movement as it pertains to prevention and recovery from injuries. Welcome to the show, Denzel.
Thank you, Dana. That was well. That's a lot.
And talk a little bit more about your background and what it is you do to help people improve.
Well, what it is I do, I look at individuals to see what is really taking place literally on the cellular level. Because what I have found out is that we do not move as much as we supposed to move, and movement is the key to life. And this is what takes place within our cells also. We don't move, so the cells don't get enough movement. So my objective has always been, what can I do to assist individuals in becoming healthier via movement? And as years went by with me doing some stuff on rehabilitation and dealing with looking at individuals and movement, I realized that if I can get the cell to function better, I can get the entire individual to function better. So I started focusing on, okay, what can I do to activate the cell so that the cell moves much better and we in turn become healthier.
Well, I love this philosophy. It sounds very consistent with homeopathy that works at the what I've always called the micro level and has an impact going fully through the body to the more macro level. So tell us what you look for in the cells and how you affect the cellular energy and cellular function.
Well, what I would do basically is start off by describing to people, letting them know that our bodies have cells. Cells are like batteries. And as you are well aware, every battery needs to either be recharged or replaced. Now, how do you accomplish this in a cell? That's usually the first thing people would ask me. And I would tell them, well, I would attempt to keep it as simple as possible so that it's not too wordy. A healthy cell, the surface of a healthy cell, carries a charge, a membrane charge, which is around 70 to 90 millivolts. And what we don't realize is that our bodies use literally our entire weight, equivalent in energy every day.
That's amazing. That's hard to think about.
Yes, it's hard to think about, but think about that now in an effort where you have approximately 75 to 100 trillion cells which need to communicate to each other to provide our existence. So literally, it's because of our cells we do exist.
Absolutely, and when we talk about the cells in the body versus the microbiome, the number of cells pales when compared to the microbiome. So I always think of that when we think of how many cells we have and how dependent we are on that microbiome. And by the way, I like that battery metaphor. That's excellent. So keep telling us what you do and how you impact on the cell.
Okay. Why I use the battery metaphor is because it's simpler for everybody to read, at least. Most people have come across a battery.
Yes.
So it's easier for them to understand what it is I'm speaking about if I speak to it in that common term.
Yes.
Okay, so basically what takes place, the cell has an energy maker. This energy maker is called a mitochondria. Now, this system makes energy from whatever nutrients we eat. The more nutritious the food that we eat and the higher the electrical energy, the better the cells perform and the better the cells create energy. Which in turn, this will also affect the way we function as a whole.
Absolutely.
And with that being said, another thing that we have to take into consideration is that approximately 60% of that energy that the cell makes goes into keeping the cell membrane in as top shape as it possibly can.
You know, I'm so glad you're talking about this because I don't think we've had anyone talk as in such a deep detail. So 60% of the energy of the cell goes into maintaining the cell membrane. And
yeah.
Tell us why the cell membrane is so important.
Why the cell membrane is so important? Because on the cell membrane, the cells have what I would call, for layman terms, satellites and antennas on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really called receptor sites. And they help with communication with the cell's environment, letting it know when there are nutrients in the environment so that the cell could absorb the nutrients. If it's not there and if it doesn't function properly, the cell cannot communicate. Without a cell being able to communicate to the other cells in the environment and through the continuous blood flow that is passing around the cells, there's no food. There is no cleaning of the toxins out of the cell, and therefore nothing could really take place. The cell begins to have what is known as dysfunction, and dysfunctioning is what causes most of our aches, pains, and later on disease.
And this goes toward inflammation. There's a new name to the cell's response to inflammation called the cell danger response. And what you're saying blends right into this, that the cell becomes abnormal under stress, under inflammation. So keep going. Your explanations are so clear.
And sure, Dana, as you said, with inflammation, inflammation is one of the biggest issues we have. Now, the problem, most people see inflammation as a bad thing. If it's chronic, yes. If it's acute, no.
Right.
Acute inflammation gives us a signal that something is wrong and the body is now going through a healing process. And that's one of the reasons why I tell most of my clients, if you have an injury, especially if you sprain or strain something, do not put ice on it. Put heat. Most of the doctors, the physicians, and medical people say put ice on it. to prevent the inflammation. And my explanation for putting heat is that most of the time what takes place is that these joints do not have a good blood supply. So putting ice on it literally slows down the inflammation from forming. And what's naturally in the inflammation, it's literally nutrients that are now being sent to the site, the injury site, to one, do the healing, repair, and help the cell and the body recover. So don't use ice, use heat instead.
You know, that makes sense as you explain it. And this has always been a bit controversial. Some people say alternate heat and cold. So go over that explanation again, because it's so different than what we're used to hearing.
Okay. What normally happens, let's say an individual injures his knee. The knee joint has a very low blood circulatory system. The capillary level there is very fine. So what you need, the body needs to get nutrients to the area. In order for that to be accomplished, the body has to send the nutrients via the capillary network. Now, if this capillary network isn't open enough, then the blood flow is slow. It's like having a traffic jam going towards your knee. Putting ice or cold on an injury when you first get it, what that does, it slows down the circulatory system. So therefore, nutrients cannot get to the knee. The stuff like, there's a product called nitric oxide, which the body releases during healing. You slow the production of nitric oxide. So everything that the body needs, the whole paramedic system, literally, that goes towards the knee, is being prevented by placing ice. If heat is placed, the body is able to recover quickly. But because of the society we live in, we are always pressed to go back out and do the activity. So we put the ice on or take an over-the-counter drug, anti-inflammatory, and so the leg feels a little better, the knee feels a little better, and we go back out and injure it even more than before. And that's what's responsible for a lot of the chronic aches and pains most people have, because they go back out too soon before listening to their body and paying attention to what is actually taking place.
Well, you make an excellent point, and in our next segment, we're going to expand upon this. I'm remembering in my professional education how we learned how important fever is to healing, and that the body's temperature increases and brings the healing agents in. And then we go into clinic, and the first thing we're told is to give an aspirin or an antipyretic to reduce the fever. And I said, why? When it helps to heal. Now, I'm not talking about outrageously high fevers, but we're going to talk more about this. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. VillageGreen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. I want to remind you to tune in next week for Kevin's show on diabetes in his discussion with Gabriel Cousins. Now, today's guest is Denzel Roberts. He's a longevity lifestyle extension specialist, and we've been talking about healing, reviving the cell, starting with the cells so that that leads to health, a complete healthier person. I'm not saying that as well as you did, Denzel, so let's
That's
continue
okay.
the conversation.
That's okay. Well, as we were saying before the break, looking at nutrients and looking at how a joint performs or the body performs during an injury, your attempt is to make sure you can get the body to heal itself as quickly as possible. I always tell my clients, I do not do anything with the healing. Your body does all the healing. Once we give the body the proper tools to do what needs to be done, the body goes ahead and does the healing in whichever healing cycle or pattern it sees that is most important.
That is critical. And it seems to me one of the metaphors I've used for years comes to mind, that traditionally in the medical healthcare professions, we are not treating the core. And if we look at a lake and drop a pebble in the lake, the concentric circles reach the shore. And if all we address is those concentric circles at the shore, we never get to the pebble dropping. And that's what I hear you saying, the importance of the core at the cellular level.
Yes, definitely. It all begins there.
It certainly does. So what's next for us to learn? We're getting a lot of clinical pearls here, and I appreciate it.
Well, what's next? I think what people would be interested in knowing is that how do you develop a cell to the point where it is healthy most of the time and works and communicates best? For that, I think we need to look at the blood. The blood is the river of life, literally. Blood is transported through our bodies via the arteries, veins, and capillaries. Without the transportation process, our cells are not even going to be able to receive any nutrients or make any energy. So it is extremely important to know that this has to be flowing properly.
So the blood is, of course, the river through which the nutrients travel and the toxins are removed.
Yes, and with removal of the toxins and the delivery of nutrients, this is done through only the capillary portion or the capillary network of the whole system. You see, what we fail to realize is that throughout the circulatory system, the arteries only make up approximately 11% of the body circulatory system. Veins, about 14%. And the capillary network makes up the rest, which is the largest network. Almost more than 75% of it is in our bodies. And the capillary level is where each cell passes through one cell at a time, maybe two, and the exchange takes place of nutrients, and the picking up of the toxins takes place. So we need that microcirculation. A lot of people hear me speak about microcirculation, and I think it's very important, because with microcirculation tells us that if I can open up the microcirculatory system, then everything works better. Healing takes place faster. If you do homeopathy, it happens better. Acupuncture will happen even faster. Anything that would open up our capillaries will make our healing work much better.
Excellent explanation. So what is the most effective way to affect the capillaries?
Well, interesting that you asked such a question. What the most important thing I found a few protocols that we use that I have put together, and with those protocols, I am able to make sure the body it gets the oxygen, the nutrients that it needs, while removing toxins like the carbon dioxide from the cells and creating an environment that is optimum for cell health and revealing aches and pains. And that is done by pulse electromagnetic fields, better known as PEMF.
Yes.
Now, there are different types of pulse electromagnetic field machines or equipment. Some of them are very strong and some of them are very subtle. The one I incorporate is very subtle. And it's so subtle, it's below the Earth's magnetic field, which has the Earth has a pulse, which is 7.83 or 7.84 approximately, which is known as Schumann's resonance. And this is the pulse that the Earth has. And using anything lower than that helps me, one, train somebody's body or get the person's body to respond in such a way that the cellular level, at the cellular level, the capillaries start to flow much better. The body starts to be able to repair itself and pain could be reduced.
So you're using a pulse that is below the 7.83 to 7.84 that is the Earth pulse.
Yes. So to worry about safety, because of safety issues, you know, you have people who have pacemakers, you have some people who have replacements or stents put in. You don't want anything too powerful in that environment because it's a pulse electromagnetic field. It helps the body because the cells absorb the magnetic field and receive a charge. This helps the cells move better. This helps the body to respond better. And anything too harsh sometimes throws off the system. Now, if somebody doesn't have a pacemaker or a stent put in, yes, you could use more powerful machines. And the powerful machines do work. I would not say they don't work. Yes, they definitely do work. But for general consensus, general problems that you have, I think using something with a more subtle frequency helps much better the general public.
How does the subtle pulse compare to, say, what happens during acupuncture, or can we compare that?
Yes, you could compare. If you use a PEMF system before acupuncture, what you would end up getting is a stronger signal from the acupuncture, because what acupuncture really is, it's where you put the needles are going to trigger certain points, and these points vibrate, so they send off an electromagnetic field. So doing a pulse electromagnetic field before heightens everything. So the signal now is much clearer. It's like listening to your radio station, and it's the clarity you've heard it. Instead of listening in between the station, you may get some static. You don't get the static. Or for those people who have cell phones or even internet service, it's like putting in the address but leaving out one letter. You're not going to get the site. You may come close to it, but you're not going to get the site that you want. You have to put the right address in.
Yes.
And that right address is the right frequency.
Another good metaphor. I love it, Denzel. Summarize a little bit of what we just spoke about so we can expand on this in our next segment.
Okay. Well, basically what we have been speaking about is using a pulse electromagnetic field to assist the body in charging the cells. When these cells get charged, because they are like batteries, they work better, they move better, and they're able to replicate and keep us as healthy as possible.
Excellent. I like your explanation. I notice that we're just running out of time for this segment, so I think we should cover more in the next segment, because I think there's a lot more that we need to discuss. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We've been talking with Denzel Roberts, who is a longevity lifestyle extension specialist. And our subject is about healing from within the cells, getting the energy, charging our cells, and that works its way up to what I call the macro level. But this is an interesting conversation. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Please tune in next week for Kevin's show on diabetes with Gabriel Cousins. Now, today we've been having a fascinating discussion with Denzel Roberts, who is a longevity lifestyle extension specialist. Our subject is about, and these are my words, healing from the inside out, getting to the cell, recharging the cell. And we've talked about the importance of diet and the bloodstream and the capillaries, getting the nutrients in, taking the toxins out. And we've talked about this fascinating pulsing, how we pulse energy, and we can do this with intention for the pulse electromagnetic fields. In other words, I'll have you go back over that one more time, Denzel, for those who have just tuned in, and then let's talk about movement and the body and charging our health. Let's get our health, our batteries charged. So go ahead and give an overview of the pulsing.
Okay, Dana. All right. What we were speaking about was pulse electromagnetic field. What that does, it's a device, our devices that you can get that will actually charge the cells in your body. Your body absorbs these charges. If your cell doesn't need the charge, it wouldn't absorb it. But those that need it would definitely absorb it. It makes it work better. It functions better when you get that charge. So anybody who is interested in improving their energy level, getting rid of their aches and pains, have an injury that's taking long to heal, that's something that they can definitely use.
It's fascinating. It seems to me that this is the opposite of the electromagnetic frequencies that we worry about.
Yes, it is. It is totally different. Most of the electromagnetic fields that we worry about, and rightly so, are the cell phones, the Wi-Fi, the microwaves, some radio waves also, because of the spectrum and where they lie in the spectrum. What we're looking for, what the body absorbs, is anything that is much has been around for the beginning of time. Basically, we have been bombarded now with more and more electrosmog, as what they call it, than ever before. And we are literally the guinea pigs to realize, well, how it's going to affect us, our kids, in the future.
Yes, it's a growing concern and certainly realistic. So tell us more about this phenomenon and the work that you do, and also give us some contact information for individuals who would like to learn more.
Oh, well, first, the contact information for folks who would like to learn more. They could go to my main website, which is Renegade Core Fitness. That is RenegadeCore Fitness, FitNess. And when they go there, they could also go get links to go to my blog. I have two blogs. One is called The Other Side of Health, and one that is called I Am Silver Strong, Platinum Proud. That one is usually for individuals who are in their 50s and 60s, just to earmark people who are already doing things and still moving. Because as we age, it has nothing to do with slowing down. My eldest client is 92.
Great.
And she literally, 91, she'll be 92 this year. And she is literally moving up and down. She still lives at home. She still drives. And she's a busybody. I went to her during the weekend. She's always busy. She always has something to do.
I love it. Busybody, a different meaning than what we usually think busybody is. A busybody, a body that moves, is what you're
exactly
talking about. So let's talk about the movement a little bit more. and what movement does for cells.
No, what movement does for cells? Basically, we have been stagnated for the last 35 to 75 years. Our movement patterns have, we have lost our movement patterns. We don't squat, run, jump, lunge, push, pull, climb, crawl. All those are basic movement patterns that we all have. If you would really like to see the development of excellent movement patterns, watch a toddler.
Yes.
You watch a toddler, you will get all your movement patterns correct. The problem that I have when people come to me is that they don't know how to move. We sit too much. Sitting has caused most of the issues that we have. Tightness in the hips, tightness in the back, knee problems, elbow problems. Right now I have a large population, part of the population coming to me that are only 15, 16 years old with neck issues. Why? They're texting. The neck is head hung down, and with that we have issues. So looking at range of motion, when someone comes to me, I look at the full body range of motion to see what I can do to help alleviate most of the issues that they have.
Well, that's real basic, and I like the suggestion to watch a toddler. If you even try to move exactly as they move, it's pretty challenging for most people.
It's almost impossible. For every step we take, the toddler usually takes about five. When a toddler is going up a flight of stairs, he or she is literally stepping almost half their body height.
That's
going
right.
Up the stairs. We don't do that, so we don't have that range of motion. All toddlers, when they squat down, their heads are held high and they drop their butt. They bend from their hips. As we get older, when we get to about 5, 6 years of age, we stop bending from the hips and start bending from the lower back. Later on in life, what we end up having, problems with L4, L5, lower back problems. All this is stemmed from the way we bend.
Yes.
The way we move.
Or don't move.
Or don't move.
Just as an aside, the idea of using desks that we can stand or change position, sit, stand, is that helping any of this? There's really not a lot of movement involved.
Right. It's helping a little. The issue is most people would say, well, I don't have the time to exercise. I don't have the time to do this. It's not about exercise. It's about movement. Exercise is movement. We should not have to be doing exercises. We should be moving. If the paper falls on the floor, squat down and pick it up using your hips and your knees. Don't bend over. You do that 4 or 5 times a day, you are moving more. Less, you'll have to worry less about stretching. Why we have to stretch so much also is because we don't move. I have never seen a bird warming up or stretching before it takes flight. You see a dog stretch most of the times now because we have domesticated them to a point where they have to stretch regularly now because they're resting.
Very fascinating. Fascinating information. So the movement is core. Do you have certain ideas, like from Pilates, yoga, because these disciplines focus on movement, using muscles in a way they're supposed to be used, not the way we're using them? What's your advice on that?
My advice on it is that any type of movement in the beginning helps. It's better than none. That's the basic advice. But again, I look at all movement patterns. I look at movement patterns all the time. So looking at Pilates, looking at yoga, looking at aerobics, where they do CrossFit, all these things have movement. Now, movement patterns are based on an individual's structure. Some movement patterns will cause aches and issues later on. Now you have to be able to know which ones do that and which ones don't, and how do you pick them out. So my objective, like when a client first comes to me, is to look at their movement pattern, see what their lifestyle is like and where they live, what they would like to do, Do they spend time sitting at their job? Do they spend their time standing? Are they doing construction, whatever it is they're doing? And implement into their life movement patterns that they can use every day. So whatever movement you get from me, you would be able to use it in your everyday life. It is not an exercise to do at a health club or in your basement. It's to do during your living.
Incorporate it as part of what you do every day.
Yes, and that's what movement is. What exercise is.
If individuals want to have an appointment with you, how is it best to get in touch with you?
Well, the best way to get in touch with me is through the website, the renegadecorefitness.com. And that would, they could reach me at 240-432-3969. Now, they will definitely have to leave a message because I don't spend a lot of time answering phones. I have clients that need assistance. And I would help anybody who's willing to help themselves. I am not there to babysit. I am not there to hold your hand. I am here to help you gain your independence back.
Excellent words, and just right on time. Denzel, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. A reminder that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And as our lives move forward, I'm reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. So please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.